اللهم بلغ أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات ثواب الصورة الفاتحة مع الصلوات.
اللهم
صل على محمد وآل محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين خالق السماوات والأرضين. الحمد لله الذي بعث أنبياءه بالحق والهدى ثم ختمهم بحبيبه المصطفى. الحمد لله الذي جعل إكمال دينه وإتمام نعمته بولاية المرتضى. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب إله رب العالمين أبي القاسم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتابه وقوله الحق. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. ثم قال الله عز وجل وهو أصدق الصادقين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل نفس بما كسبت رهينة إلا أصحاب اليمين في جنات يتساءلون عن المجرمين ما سلككم في سقر قالوا لم نك من المصلين ولم نك نطعم المسكين وكنا نخوض مع الخائضين وكنا نكذب بيوم الدين حتى أتانا اليقين فما تنفعهم شفاعة الشافعين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. صلوات على محمد وآل محمد. محترم قبلة حجة الإسلام والمسلمين شيخ شبيري صاحب. My elders, brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I will be pretty much jumping into the topic today. Just to briefly mention that we are talking about the purpose of fasting and the purpose of ibadah in total, which is to achieve taqwa. Allah says, we have claimed for you fasting, we have decreed for you fasting, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Inshallah, tomorrow, and I'm going to request the people up in the restaurant to make the tea a bit stronger, because I've been told that tomorrow I have more time. Because Friday evening, Saturday, no one has to go to work, no one has to go to school. So tomorrow, inshallah, what I'll be doing is, I'll give you, because alhamdulillah, people are staying more and more now. So tomorrow I'll be giving a more summary of what we've been saying the last few days, so that we can get the gist of where we're coming from and where we are going with these discussions, inshallah. Please recite salawat. The holy verses of the Quran that I recited after the verse of fasting is from Surah Al-Muddathir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these verses says that every soul shall be held hostage, it shall be held to pledge by its own actions. Kul nafsu bima kasabat rahina, by what it has produced. Every soul, every single soul. Illa ashab al-yameen, except for the people of the right hand. Inshallah, tomorrow I'll go and explain who is people of right hand, who is people of left hand, and what is the third group even. But Allah says, these people of the right hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven them basically for a lot of things. They did many wrong things, but Allah forgave them. فِي جَنَّاتٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ They are now in paradise, in the gardens. They are now in the gardens. يَتَسَاءَلُونَ And they are asking each other. يَتَسَاءَلُونَ does not mean they are asking, or they are asking that third party. They are asking each other. يَتَسَاءَلُونَ عَنِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ They are asking each other about the mujrimeen, the guilty ones, the ones who are in hellfire. مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرَ Now it changes. They are asking each other about the guilty ones, what has made you go to Saqar. And we'll talk about what Saqar is. What has made you enter into Saqar? So it changes. From asking each other, they cannot get a reply. You see, these people, they know that they have done things that they shouldn't have been doing in life. But they see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been so merciful to us, that He has forgiven us for so much, that really for these people they cannot understand why there are people in hellfire. Why are the people in hellfire? What did they do wrong? What happened? Really, what happened that these people did not get the same mercy that we did? So these people, they will answer now. They say, قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ We were not of the ones who prayed. Our first sin. We were not of those who prayed. وَلَمْ نَكُ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ And we did not feed the poor one, the one, the beggar. We did not feed. Basically, we were stingy. We were miser. We did not give in charity. وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِضِينَ And we used to indulge in vain talk, in vain discourse. You know, panchat is what is backbiting. We used to indulge in these kind of things. وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ And we used to belie the judgment day. We used to belie. Now, it's two types of belie. One is that you say there is no judgment day. You say there is no judgment day. And the other type of denying the judgment day is that no, you say I believe there is a judgment day, but then all your actions are contrary. So you say, I believe there is a judgment day, but you don't fast. I believe there is a judgment day, but you don't pray. You don't pay zakat. You don't go to hajj. There is a judgment day, but a hajj I'll go when I'm 80, 90 years old. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to go when we have the istita'ah, when we have the possibility. So this is another type of belying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they continue, Allah says they will say, حَتَّى أَتَانَ الْيَقِينَ Until that which is certain came to us, meaning that which is certain is death. Death, there is no human being. You know, it doesn't make a difference if you're a Christian, Muslim, atheist, that doesn't make a difference which religion you belong to. Everyone is going to die. It is the only thing that is sure about insan. Death is coming. حَتَّى أَتَانَ الْيَقِينَ We continued this way until death came to us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for this, فَمَا تَنْفَعُهُمْ شَفَاعَةُ الشَّافِعِينَ Yes, there are people who will do shafa'at, there are people who will do intercession. But for this group of people, there is no intercession. The intercession of the intercessors will not avail them anything. It will not help them on this day. Today, we want to talk about the importance of prayer. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll talk about charity, and we'll see what charity, the relationship between taqwa and charity, and inshallah, the day after we'll inshallah be talking about vain talk and vain discourse. Recite a salawat, please. The result of not praying, or even taking prayers lightly, there is a hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, أول ما يحاسب به العبد الصلاة. The first thing that the abd, that the servant will be asked about on judgment day, the very first thing is his prayers. فإن قبلت قبل سائر عمله If that is accepted, Allah will accept everything else. وَإِذَا رُدَّتْ رُدَّ عَلَيْهِ سَائِرُ عَمَلِهِ But if that is not accepted, then everything else is not accepted. Meaning, your every other action will be nullified, turned into zero. You gave charity, you fasted, everything. There are many Muslims, you see, traditional Muslims, cultural Muslims, they will fast and they won't eat pork. Prayers, I don't want to do that. Drinking alcohol, will do that. Backbiting, will do that. They do everything. But Ramadan comes, yes, we are fasting, and somehow even here, they fast 3 days during the whole month. They say, well, my grandmother told me this is enough. It's the kind of people you hear. My grandmother told me 3 days are enough. Yeah, that was when you were 10 years old, but no, it's still 3 days are enough. And now this is how they keep on continuing. But may God guide them, inshallah. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Says shafa'atuna la tanalu mustakhiffan bi salati. Our shafa'a, remember what the verse said, that the shafa'a will not reach the one, will not help the one who does not pray. Now Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq says even further than that, if you take lightly on prayers, there is no shafa'a for you, not from us, not from the a'imma, and then you will end up in saqr. Saqr, even in Surah Al-Mudaththir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about a certain personality, and he says, سَأُصْلِيهِ السَّقَرِ, I will throw him into saqr. What is this saqr? He says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا السَّقَرِ, what will make you know what saqr is? It is a place, لَا تُبْقِي وَلَا تَبَرْ. It is a place where it doesn't leave anything, nor does it spare anything. Everything, basically it consumes everything. لَوَّاحَةً لِلْبَشَرِ, it scorches the mortal. According to the riwayah, Saqr is a place in hellfire, a valley, especially for the mutakabbirin, those who are arrogant, those who are pride, especially made for them. This place, Saqr, especially for those people. And there is another thing you can think about there, because the Urafa, or some of the Urama of Urafa at least, they say that, you know, really, because where we are today, where we are living our lives today, we are creating our Akhirah at the same moment. Our Akhirah is the Batin. It is right now at this moment. And that is why when these people are asking, they're asking each other, and immediately they turn their attention to the people in hellfire. They are not away from each other. But those people are not adept for paradise, meaning that they cannot appreciate paradise. Whereas those people who did come to paradise are not adapt for hellfire, meaning that they did not send forth that kind of preparation, so that they can actually see each other, they can actually be next to each other, but they are not experiencing the same thing. And in the end, the hadith also says that between iman and kufr is salah. So if you miss salah, if you stop praying, that is equal to kufr. Now, what is neglecting prayer? What is neglecting salah? The Holy Prophet was once in the mosque and a man came in. The Prophet saw him, he started praying. He was praying very quickly. You've seen those kind of prayers. You think this man is missing the train probably. So the Prophet says, this man is praying like a crow would peck on the earth. And he says, if this man would die in this state, nothing would be accepted from him. This is neglecting prayer. No, neglecting prayer, he says, it is like stealing from prayers. When you don't do the ruku' and the sujood properly, it is like stealing from the prayer. Or if you delay the prayer. I was told that I gave a wrong comparison, a faulty comparison, when I talked about ice hockey. Ice hockey, we play in the north. The first night, I talked about ice hockey. I should be talking about football. What happens when you see, in Europe, when you say football, we think about soccer. We can't understand why you call it football, because no one kicks it with the ball, except for one player. So really, we don't understand. But khair, inshallah, leave us salawat. We're looking at soccer, or we're looking at football, or we're looking at ice hockey, or whatever we're looking at, or there's an interesting movie, and we delay the prayer. Even that delayment of prayer is neglecting the prayer, for which the shafa'a of the a'imma of Ahlul Bayt are not accepted. There is no shafa'a there. And if we are not being mindful, even to that degree, if we are not being mindful in prayers, if we are not paying attention in prayers, then our prayers are not accepted. That is why Allah says in the surah, أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ. Do you not see the one who has belied religion? This is belying religion. فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمِ وَلَا يَحُبُّ عَلَىٰ تَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. He oppresses the yatim. He doesn't give to the miskin. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. These kind of people, when they pray, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Woe be upon these musallin. Woe be upon these prayers. أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ صَاحُونَ. They are not paying attention to their prayers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is criticizing those kind of prayers, in which there is no attention. أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ. Those, they only pray to show. You know, sometimes we pray to show other people, and sometimes we pray just to show ourselves. The Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq once said to one of his companions that do not be impressed by the prayers of people or the fasting of people, because people have become accustomed to doing this. Sometimes we become so accustomed to doing these things that we don't think about it. We just do it. It has to be done, we do it. We have forgotten the value, we have lost the value, we have lost the spirit of it. We spoke about other people following the letter of the law and forgetting the spirit of the law. We should not become like those people. That should not be our end. The Holy Prophet has said that there are a total of 15 calamities for the one who neglects prayers. 6 in this world, 3 at the time of the death, 3 at the time of in the grave, and 3 on the judgment day. 15 in total. I won't be reading them all. They are in Ayatollah Bastagheb Shirazi's book, Gunah and Kabira, or the major sins. The whole list is there, but you can quickly just look at them and you can get a picture of the kind of calamities that awaits us if we don't pray. Sometimes we say, why is my dua not being accepted? Or why do I not give a rizq? Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq says, the one who prays Salatul Layl and then he says that I do not have enough rizq, that person is lying. On the other hand, we stop praying, we are told all rizq will be gone. And we spoke about the importance of halal rizq yesterday. So you can see that there are, and there are 6 more there. 3 for the grave and 3 for the day of Qiyamah. Time does not permit us to go through them, but as I said, in Ayatollah Bastagheb Shirazi's book, you have all of them there. Please recite the salawat. On the other hand, the position of prayer with Allah and His Messenger, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the Prophet says about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that أول ما مفترض الله على أمتي صلوات الخمس. The first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made obligatory upon my ummah are the 5 daily prayers. وأول ما يرفع من أعمالهم الصلوات الخمس. The first thing that Allah takes up, accepts, is the 5 prayers. وأول ما يسألون عنه الصلوات الخمس. The first thing that they will be asked about, again, are the 5 daily prayers. The 5 daily prayers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Himself, افترضت على أمتك, to the Prophet, افترضت على أمتك خمس صلوات وأحدت عندي أحدا. I have made wajib upon your follow, upon your ummah, the 5 daily prayers, and I have made a covenant. أنه من حافظ عليهن لوقتها. The one who guards the prayers on its time, mind you, on its time, أدخلته الجنة, then I will make that person enter paradise. وَمَنْ لَمْ يُحَافِظْ عَلَيْهِنَّ, and the one who does not guard upon the prayers, the one who does not take care of the prayers, فَلَا أَهْدَ لَهُ عَنْدِي. I have absolutely no covenant with that person. I have nothing to do. Basically, I have nothing to do with that person. In another hadith, the Prophet says that prayer is the flag of Islam. Yet in another hadith he says it is the face of your religion. So beautify your face. You know, normally, especially the sisters, maybe not here, but many times you see the face, women, they try to put up makeup and beautify. And even men, we want to shave, we want to look nice, because it's our face. It's how we present ourselves to other people. Salah is how we present ourselves to other people. This is our face, the face of our religion is Salah. Yet you see the Muslims, you see the Muslims are ashamed of praying. The Muslims are ashamed of praying. I was talking to some youths some time ago, and we were praying outside in the forest. And after the prayer, I asked them that, what if we were in a theme park or a fun fair? Would you be standing and praying all like this, as we were praying Jama'ah right here, right now? And they were very honest, alhamdulillah. I said, no, probably not. We would be ashamed. People walking by, this and that. I said, now, what if you see a Buddhist monk, for example, sitting in the middle of the theme park, you know, with his legs in that fashion of theirs and with their hands up, and God knows what they do, and he starts meditating. What do you think people would say? He says, yes, people would say, this is cool. This is cool. He's doing something cool. Why? Because that man has that conviction in his heart that what I am doing is right. Yet the Muslim is feeling ashamed that what he is doing is right or wrong. This is why you're going to see Imam Ali. He says, I would change so many of Muawiyah's followers for so few of yours. Because my followers, I would give these my followers, thousands of them away, just to get a few of Muawiyah's. Because they know, although they are wrong, but they are convicted. They have conviction, whereas my followers have no conviction. So we need to, inshallah, get a stronger conviction. Ayatollah Maqam Shirazi and Ayatollah Ja'far Subhani, in their book which they have written about the logic behind the ahkam, they mention five reasons. They said these are five possible reasons or philosophies behind prayers. And we will be discussing the fifth one a bit more before I finish. But just to mention the five one, they say this, it is dhikrullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'inna al-qulub. With the dhikr of Allah, with the mentioning of Allah, with the remembrance of Allah, the heart finds rest. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'inna al-qulub. So they say this is the dhikrullah. So one of the reasons why prayers have been made obligatory. So had it not been made obligatory, and it'd be like any other thing which, okay, mustahab to do, but we forget it, okay, leave it for later. This now Allah says you do it every day. Rather than, you know, sometimes when we have problems, we turn to smoking and this and that, and whenever we look to have a trouble and we start backbiting people sometimes, why did this person do this to me? You look at the Prophet and the Aimmah, whenever they had a problem, go to the mosque, 2 rakat prayer, oh Allah help me. Salatul Hajjah. This is the way you solve your problem. This is how you find peace in your life. Another reason they say, promote personal hygiene. Because if you pray, you have to do wudu. So at least 3 times a day you will do wudu. Hopefully more. Mala was saying yesterday to two days ago to the kids who were here in Al Hadi school. Or it was in Fajr prayer, I can't remember, but that this is the month to practice wudu, because you don't have to go do wudu all the time, because you don't drink that much, you don't eat that much. This is the month to practice wudu, because every time you are in wudu, all the time you are in wudu, it is an ibadah in itself. So personal hygiene, you do wudu and you have to do ghusl at certain times as well, so it develops the personal hygiene. Another thing it develops is discipline and personal restraint. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the prayer, فَأَقِمُ الصَّلَاةَ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. It has been prescribed at certain times. It is unfortunate that you look around in the Muslim world, the Muslims are the worst of keeping times. The Muslims are the worst of keeping times, whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already 1400 years ago in the Quran is teaching us that we should be the best at keeping times. Yet you tell a Muslim a program will start at 8 o'clock, they come 10 o'clock. Or you tell a Muslim, let's meet somewhere for a meeting at 5 o'clock, they'll come 7 o'clock, or 9 o'clock, or 6 o'clock. What have we learned from the prayer? It means we are neglecting prayers. If we have not learned these things, it means we are neglecting prayers, because we are missing the philosophy. And then they say there are social secrets. For example, you see that we have the unity of Qibla, meaning that we create unity amongst us. The other social secret, when you go to the mosque, for example, and you meet your Muslim brothers and sisters, and you get to talking, you see, how is my brother doing? For 2 or 3 days, this brother has not been coming to the mosque. What is wrong? What is going on? So therefore you have, and especially in Muslim societies, you have the place where you go for daily prayers, then you have a bigger place for Jum'ah prayers, and then you have a bigger place for Eid prayers, so that you can get to meet your Muslim brothers and sisters, inshallah. And the fifth one is the purification of the soul. There is a hadith reported that the Prophet said to his companions, if you see a man taking a bath, there is a river running. According to the report from Imam Ali, he says there is a hot bath. And according to other riwayat, he said there is a river. But he takes a bath in this river 5 times a day. Will you see any blemish? Will you see any dirt on him? So they said, no, of course not. He says, likewise, the person who prays 5 times a day with pure intention, you will see no dirt in his soul. And there is not a possibility to see that. Let's put that in a term that my young kids, those especially who do not go to Al-Hadi, those who go to Al-Hadi has already heard this. But they say that youthness lies in the heart. So if you feel like a youth, you will be a youth, inshallah. So let's take this example. Imagine you have a computer at home. In this computer, you have an antivirus program to defend your computer from viruses. And this antivirus program will connect itself to the antivirus server to download the latest antivirus files, so it can keep on updating the protection. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that 5 times a day we have to upload ourselves to that server to download the latest antivirus, so that when we go out in the society, we are protected against that filth. In the same way as a kid will come to his father and say, Dad, now we need to reformat the computer because there is so much, there is so much in here that the antivirus cannot help. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, reformat your computer by fasting 30 days and get everything out of the system. In the same way, and this many of the fathers will know, in the same way that the kids come to you and saying, Dad, I need a new computer. Because my computer now is becoming very old, and we saw this and that, and this computer is new. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, come to my hajj, come to my house and change your computer. Everything is gone and you come out as the day you were born. It is reported that there was a man, a young man from the Ansar, who used to pray behind the Prophet. Yet that man used to do certain sins that he should not be doing. So people came to the Prophet complaining and said, tell this man, young man from Ansar, that he shouldn't be indulging in these kind of activities. The Prophet asked, is he praying behind me? They said, yes, he is. He says, then leave him. As long as he is praying, that will remove this death from his heart. And inshallah, slowly, slowly, he will become a good man. And it happened. And it happened. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq says, man ahabbu an ya'lama. قُبِلَتْ صَلَاتُهُ أَنْ لَمْ تُقْبَلْ فَلْيَنْظُرْ هَلْ مَنْعَتْهُ صَلَاتُهُ عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. If you want to know whether your salat is being accepted by Allah, then look at your actions, if your salat is stopping you from bad actions. And I promise you, and I will tell this to my youth, especially to the youth, pay attention to this. If you pay attention to your salat, you will see that you, even though when you go to school or you go outside school or where you go, and that sin is in your face, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn your heart away from that. Because that is a promise. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha wal munkar. Salat protects you, forbids you from fahsha and munkar, from evil. It is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you are not turning away, it means there is something wrong with your prayers. And it is for this prayer. You see, Imam Hussein, when he is leaving, for the last time, he calls his sister Zainab. And he tells her that, oh my sister, you know, for us salat is difficult. Never mind salat. He says, my sister, remember me. Do not forget your brother in Salatul Layl. This is Imam Hussein's last request to Sayyidah Zainab. Look at the difference. You know the hadith where Imam Hussein says that the companions I got, neither my grandfather nor my father nor my brother got companions like that. It is reported that when Imam Ali was fighting in Siffin, he kept on looking towards the sun. Ibn Abbas asked him that, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, why are you looking at the sun all the time? So Imam Ali says that, I'm waiting for the Zawwal, I'm waiting for the time of Dhuhr. So Ibn Abbas says, the fighting is very strong right now. People are killing us. Should we really break for salat at a moment like this? And Imam Ali says, what else are we fighting for? What else are we fighting for? Whereas on the day of Ashura, you find that a companion of Imam Hussein comes to him just before the time of Zawal. And this companion, Abu Tamam, he comes to him and he says, oh my Mawla, is it not time for prayers now? Imam Hussein gives this man a prayer. By God, had we understood the value of this prayer, we would have gone to the grave of Imam Hussein and we would not have let go until we heard Imam Hussein saying the same prayer for us. He says, you have remembered prayers. جَعَلَكَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. This is a prayer from the Imam that may God raise you on the day of Judgment Day. May you be raised with the Musalleen. Wallahi, this prayer, if we understood it, if we could understand the value of this prayer. So Imam Hussein orders Adhan to be recited, and then he tells the army of Umar al-Sa'd that please give us some time because we want to recite prayers. You are Muslims, we are Muslims. Let's stop fighting for a few minutes so we can recite prayers. At that time, a man called Hassin from Bani Tamim, he says, Hussein, your salat is not accepted. Hussein, your salat is not accepted. Habib ibn Mubahir, that beloved companion of the Prophet and Imam Ali and Imam Hussein, he cannot stand this. I don't know what he was thinking of. Was he thinking of those days in Medina where he used to go behind Imam Hussein and pick up the dirt and put it on his forehead? I don't know, wallahi. But he becomes angry, furious. Who dare say this about the grandson of the Prophet? He says, أَتُقْبِلْ صَلَاتُكَ وَلَا تُقْبِلْ صَلَاتُ إِبْنَ بِنْتَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Your salat will be accepted, but not the salat of the grandson of the Prophet. Habib cannot take this insult. He attacks Hassin from the tribe of Tamim. He attacks him and he manages to get him down. But before that man dies, he cries out to the people of his tribe. He cries out to the people, help me. And the people of Tamim comes to Habib and they come and they strike him down and they kill him. When they strike him down and they kill him and they cut off his head, but understand this, that Habib is a martyr not for the salah of Imam Hussein but for the honor of the salah of Imam Hussein. This is the position of Habib ibn Mubahir. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Haqq Fatimata wa Abiha wa Ba'liha wa Baniha. Oh Allah, we ask you, for the sake of this night, which is the night of Friday, for the sake of this month, which is your holy month, oh Allah, that you forgive us for our sins. Oh Allah, that you accept our ibadah. Oh Allah, that you help us increase in good. Oh Allah, that you hasten the reappearance of the Mahdi. Oh Allah, that you join us in his army. Oh Allah, that we from the mouth of the Mahdi can hear that prayer, جَعَلَكَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ, so that we are raised in that lofty position on the Day of Judgment. وَآخِرُ الدَّعْوَانَ أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَعَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ الطَّاهِرِينَ.